Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 65. Today is Saturday, April 29, 2017. Or in future land, it's April 30th. Just saying. That's all. I am your host, Lita. And joining me over there, the man with the plan, not called Stan. I don't know where that was going. Anyway, it's Stone.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Stone.
Not a plan tonight.
No plan tonight. We're off script.
I've got plans. It's just things are not going to plan. But hopefully.
No. We're a little off script. But it's okay. The computer's going. You had music, so I wins. I won the bet. That's true. Yes. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. That's good. Hey, chat room. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And we have a special guest today that we're very excited to have come join us. So Armor Shaper is here. How are you, Armor Shaper?
I'm good.
How are you? Yeah.
Thank you for coming and having a chat with us. We appreciate it.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's have a chat and get to know Armor Shaper a little bit better. I'm assuming the chat room can hear us nice and clearly. So, yay. Okay. Armor Shaper, tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the characters. So, how long have you been playing WoW and what do you do other than playing WoW? What other things?
It's like I work at a movie theater.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Like I'm on the floor team. I clean the theaters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I also do Taekwondo.
Oh.
Oh, what? That's does that do belts or what level?
It's belts. Like I'm a second degree black belt.
Wow.
I'm also an instructor, so I also help teach the classes too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Cool. Okay. How long have you been doing Taekwondo for?
For pretty much as long as I've been playing WoW since about 2007-ish.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Wow.
Maybe 2006, maybe earlier than WoW.
Okay. So you could tear yourself away from WoW to go do some real life stuff. That's awesome. Well done. Okay. So with WoW, when did you first start playing, like, the challenge tunes? When did you start doing that?
Probably about a year, like, probably, like, sometime last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you were telling me that you'd seen Asmongold playing, and you started from basically after watching him play.
Yeah, like my first character, I started off with just doing the random class generator. It for three times straight, it had me do a warlock. So I'm like, the first warlock died at level 19, 18 by a rare in you know that little cave you go into for that quest in Loch Maddon, after that little camp.
Yeah.
Like if you go to that cave that's at the bottom right corner of the map with all those mechanical guys.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I've told Stone this, but like there's this rare, like he drained my mana got drained, my Void Walker died. So I had to. So I tried to get him up, but then I just died.
Oh no.
There's a rare too, so
yeah. Oh, they hurt those deaths, definitely. Alright, so That was your first Iron Man, that you tried the Iron Man for the first one. Yeah. And you were saying that you've been doing a lot of actual Bloodthirsty as well as Pacifist. So you've been trying all of the original challenges, which is excellent. Why did you want to get into the Bloodthirsty?
Because it looked like it would look cool to this. I think it's definitely less grindy than the pacifist, because at least with the bloodthirsty, you can kill things.
Yep. Okay. All right. And the pacifist, because, I mean, you're picking flowers or mining. So that's completely different within itself. So what really drew you to wanting to do a pacifist?
Well, it looked like it was like something fun just to do once a week. I haven't done this in a while, but I used to live stream and record all three challenges, all the three original challenges.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you've got a YouTube channel that you like to do streaming on?
Yeah, which started this whole thing is I'm like Bloodthirsty Thursday. That's when I got started on the blood doing. Then I couldn't figure out what else better to do pacifist. So I'm like, how about do pacifist on Friday? Then I did nice. Iron Man on Wednesday, like Iron Wednesday.
Nice. Like,
I've been missing a lot because of stowing my the reason why, because, well, I'm getting lazy. I get a little lazy sometimes, but also it's with those disconnects, it's just so hard to do it.
Yeah.
Disconnecting certainly.
I do have a tin man. I was playing him last night. I played him for like an hour. Nothing happened, so.
Oh, that's good. Well, fingers crossed. So that's awesome. So what are you working on now? So obviously you've got a tin man that you're currently running, which was what? Originally it was an Iron Man?
No, actually I started at level one from scratch.
Right.
Like, he died first. He's got like 6 or 7 deaths probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he died once. This is the silliest thing. I was in Kargath, you know those towers in New Kargath, that quest, we have to kill those mobs.
Yep.
I was silly and I disengaged off the cliff and died. That was my first death on that character.
Oh, wow.
Which how my recent Iron Man died. I was, you know, in Swamps of Sorrows, how we got these quests that you fight the Alliance and the Horde fight each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So basically, I got to the point where you go to Stoneard, and I went in this tower. I thought this guy's a rare. I started shooting him, and I got attacked, and I died.
Oh.
It was an elite. I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't hitting him, but I still got flagged, and I got killed.
Oh. Ow. Wow. That's a bit rough. So what has been your highest level tune, like across any of the challenges? What's the highest that you've gone?
My tin man, he's 68, almost like over halfway to 69. Wow. I'm gonna do all the quests I can before I hit Outland. And I could go Outland to Northrend now, but I'm not going to, just to make it easier.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like you've got a good plan. So are you still trying to run one of each type each week if you possibly can?
Yeah, I might start it up this week. Like, I might start up on Wednesday, maybe. I might start, because of when, like, I started recording my Bloodthirsty, I'm like, I just recorded it as I just went.
Yeah.
So I just had so much planned out. Mm-hmm. I went on vacation back in December. Like, I pre-recorded all three challenges, but nice. I was trying to upload it through my phone, but it wouldn't download.
Oh,
I put it on the Dropbox. Like, I didn't want to. So I had one upload. One of them uploaded, but the other ones did not.
Oh.
So it's been a while, but.
Yeah.
But now my current Bloodthirsty is a mage.
Okay.
It's a frost mage.
What level are you at with that?
I think he's like 13. Okay. Maybe 14, 15.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I could probably pull it up on the website.
Okay. Well, that's all right. You're getting there slowly, so which is good. and you've got heaps of time. How are you finding, like, with the difference between a cloth wearer as opposed to, you know, something with a bit more meat on their bones, maybe like a mail or plate? Like, does it worry you about what they're wearing, or definitely, is that just,
yeah? You know, it's nice having that green gear because it really does help.
Mm-hmm.
With,
yes.
And plus,
oh, for sure.
Even with the Tin Man with the talents, I do a crap more damage than if I didn't have any talents. There's one talent I have selected that makes my steady shot on my Tin Man just almost, like, after I add that, I was, like, two-shotting mobs in Mach Mudan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the green stuff was more meant for, like, higher up, but we knew it was going to make things a lot easier earlier on, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think I've put any green gear on mine, my Bloodthirsties yet, which I just figured I'd see see how far I can get without having to resort to that at the moment. But I mean, they're only little, they're only like 35. Okay. So, you know, so yeah, so we'll see. But so what's been your fondest challenge memory so far? Arma, have you got one particular one that stands out the best?
It's when I got my I was trying to go to the, it's when I was going to, when I got my, probably when I started, when I got first place on the Tin Man, I was first place on the Tin Man leaderboards for some time.
Cool.
And I stopped playing, it was hard for me to find time to play that character. And people started leveling up above me, and then people started dying on top of that, so they were up above me.
Oh. Well, that's still awesome. That's still certainly a good achievement that you were there, which is fantastic. So where are you at the moment with that one, did you say? You're currently on your Tin Man. Is
68.
Yeah, 68.
Mm-hmm.
Over halfway to 69.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, well done. That's awesome. Excellent. All right.
Can't wait to see what it's going to be like when I hit the... I'm definitely going to be extra cautious because my goal is to not go above 10 deaths on my 10 man.
Cool.
Okay. All right. That's a good goal to have. That's awesome. All right. So what do you usually do with leveling especially for your irons and bloodthirsties? Like, do you have a path that you like to go through with either questing or grinding kills? Like, what's your strategy leveling a new tune?
So with Iron Man, I'm using, so I found this, like, I'm doing the same route, pretty much a route that I saw Asmongold do. Mm-hmm. So basically, I usually start out human. If I start in this human starter, I do every starting zone quest, and I go down to I get the first mine quest.
Yeah.
And I get that area done, even the spot down there, by where the rivalry between the orchard farms are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I go up, and once I get to the part where I get sent back to Goldshire. Then I go, and I just grab the quest for the Murlocs, and I just grind up those Murlocs for a little bit until I'm like 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. Then I go kill Hogger and kill all those mobs around there. And if there's a rare, because I actually have most of the rare spawns memorized in the game, at least on this route. Like, I can tell, there's one rare right by the first cobalt mine.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a rare spider inside the second cobalt mine.
Yeah.
But I don't recommend going for him on a challenge tune. I've lost a challenge tune to that.
Yeah. No, the mines can be tricky, can't they? Yeah.
There's so many mobs around that rare, it's not worth it.
No, that's true. All right, and then what do you do once you've done with Elwynn Forest? Where do you go? Do you like to go to Westfall, or do you go straight into Red Ridge?
I go to Westfall, and I do every quest in Westfall. Then I'm like 15 or 16 when I'm done. Then I go straight up to Lochmaddon. So this is where I deviate. Asmongold does not go into Lochmaddon straight away. Like he goes all the way down to the Stranglethorn area. I only do that first beginning part, and then I deviate and go. Like, after I'm done Westfall, go straight up to Lochmaddon, do every quest. I try to do every quest in each zone. There's some quests I recommend don't do, or make sure you're higher level when you do them. Like in that human town in Western Plaguelands. We have to kill all the Scourge. I've almost lost the tune, my first Iron Man, to that. Especially when, you know, those skeletons that spawn around that tower? I almost died trying to do that quest.
Yeah, it can be a bit tricky, can't it? Definitely. All right, so once you've got to Lochmaddon, where you go, wetlands, into wetlands after that, or do you come back?
I just go straight up the whole map up until Eastern Plaguelands. Just go up. When we did those, you know, when we did that Iron Man with the blood of paladins.
Yep.
My first attempt, I took her I went through Ghostlands all the way, and then after, I think I did maybe Splintered Silverpine, but then I went straight over to Kalimdor. I know all the quests in Kalimdor. I feel safe with those quests. And on my last attempt, I was running back through it. I didn't realize I hit an Alliance town, and I got hit by guys killing me.
Oh no. Oh, I understand that.
My highest blood of paladin actually survived it up until.
Really? Wow.
Up to Desolus. I moved him to Desolus, and then there's this one quest where these guys spawn out of this thing you throw on the ground, and they're neutral, and they go hostile, and you gotta be careful with those.
Oh.
If you do that quest, be protection and taunt one off one at a time.
Okay.
And stay at a safe distance.
All right. That's a really good tip. Thank you for that. Excellent. All right. So you've mentioned some of your deaths that you had. Which one do you think's been your worst? The worst death that really, really hurt for you?
Probably my Bloodthirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Because I put so much money into my Bloodthirsty that I probably shouldn't have. Because I had her in Eastern Plaguelands. I basically did the same route. I went straight up to Eastern Plaguelands, and then I got her to Badlands. I should have probably kept her in Eastern Plaguelands a little bit longer. And there was not much I could have done because it was a disconnect that killed her.
I would have been
fine if I got DC'd. I would have been able to kill that mob, and I would have been fine.
Yeah, disconnections certainly are a rough part when you die.
I have another word for that, and I can't say it on the air. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, they suck. Man.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think's been the most unfriendly zone for you while you've been leveling through? Which zones do you not go to?
I think it's I do go to Eastern Plaguelands, but I'm thinking about sometimes leaving. I got my first Iron Hunter. I was thinking I was 44. I'm like, I was tempted just to leave and go to Badlands. I should have. I was high enough to leave, but I didn't. I should have just left. That's just a tip. If you can leave a zone and it's really hard, leave it. Just go to another zone. Hopefully it's easier for you.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good tip to give too. Excellent. Well, nice. All right. Now, anything else? So what would you say to someone who's never done a challenge tune before? Like, if they came to you and said, I want to give a challenge tune a go, what advice would you give them?
Be careful. Be safe. And like, if you see elites, run. Definitely don't try taking on it.
Mm-hmm. That is good advice. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you, Armor Shaper, for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. And it's nice to know that you're enjoying your challenge tunes. And you've certainly got a lot. Geez, you're a busy guy, which is great. So we appreciate that you've taken time to join us and share some of the things that you've done. So thank you for that. Okay. Now, what we'll ask you, though, we'll go straight into what we did in WoW this week. So what have you been up to? Obviously, you were telling me earlier that you've been playing other games instead of just WoW. So what else have you been doing?
Like, I've been playing Diablo 3, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I've been trying to get my seasonal character, but it's just so hard. Like I don't have enough gear to actually fight the mobs I need to kill. To complete the last, I'm on the last chapter of this season. And I still get DC'd in Diablo, which sucks. Which is not as bad as in WoW, because if I get DC'd in Diablo, I won't die. Like, I'll just come back in the town.
Yeah, I think I rolled this season. What season is it at now?
10.
8? 9?
It's season 10.
I don't think I've rolled one for season 10. I'm pretty sure I had one rolled for season 9, and that was it.
Mm. Okay. Do you try doing what's the thing that you do, the challenge? What's the challenge tune on Diablo 3, Stone? Is that the iron as well? No.
Hardcore. Yeah.
Hardcore. Yeah. So do you do hardcore?
I've tried some hardcore, but I haven't tried an Iron Man in Diablo yet. I think I will soon.
Hmm. Okay.
It's fun.
That sounds cool.
Although when you die, it's not so fun.
No. Yeah. No, so. Exactly. Well, that sounds like that you've been busy, which is great. It's nice to be busy. You're having fun with it, though. That's the main thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, Stone, what about you? What have you been up to?
If you hear me talking, you hear sounds. Sorry. For some reason, we have lots of stuff happening. And right now, it's quiet, but like things outside.
It's Murphy's Law. You should know. As soon as you press record on the microphone, everyone wants to set up the mowers. Kids start screaming. Yeah, it's all good.
I lost my tune last week. But this week I ran on my Stone Wins, my contest tune. Got him up to 65. finished all my quests in Hellfire and Gurmarsh. But the only little I was a little bit worried about was getting the exploration over the Horde town. So I fly up really, really high and I try and edge into where I can get it. But I'm always still worried about somebody, like one of the Horde flying guards come by and kill me. So, but that went okay. And, over to Nitnu Grand now, and I don't remember where I left myself logged out. So during guard day, I didn't want to go in and log in cause things were happening.
Yeah.
So I haven't touched anything. And I learned something that there are apparently dailies I can do right now, even.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So apparently you can do Plants vs. Zombies, or I don't know what that is. And you can do the Winter Spring Cub. So thank you to Stir for saying, you dummy. You can go mm-hmm. do these things. So because basically I just want to get out of I just want to get out of Outland. I just want to get out safely and alive and
yeah.
And once I'm past there, I think I will feel better. So
okay.
I'm trying to I know that there's a new event coming up, but there's no dailies with the quests, right? So you can only do it once. So I'm probably going to try and do some of the quests and then that's it.
Yeah, so, no, the yeah. kids taking yeah. the kids around is it's once it's done, that's it. Yeah. Thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to start looking at doing the dailies. Such a noob. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to get out of there. So yeah, once I'm sure guard day is done, then I'm going to go log back in and go do stuff. So
yeah. The this is now your highest level iron. Yeah. 65. Yeah.
Yes and no. Yes, if it's like right from level one, but my Death Knight had started. I think I got my Death Knight up to 66.
Okay. Well,
but you know, it's right. It's a well. It does and it doesn't.
It's
still hard because you're still in the same stuff, right? You're still in the same stuff. You just didn't have to level up all that way, right? So I don't really count it as much, but it's so technically this is still not my highest tune. So yeah.
Well.
Soon.
Well, we'll see. It's I mean, you're doing well, which is awesome. Zot says he wants out, I want in.
You want out of Outlands.
Yeah. He wants in Outlands. Yeah.
I want to get over that because awesome. I don't think I've gone past that.
Yeah. Stur says yes, get out of Outlands. Yeah. The dailies helps. Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you, Stur.
So that was pretty much my week for irons and stuff. I could put a little bit more, but that was just a mess around. So what have you been doing
while it's been a bit of a crazy week as per usual, but I did get to do something a bit different last night. So once a month I have a girls gaming night mm-hmm. with some of my girlfriends mm-hmm. and we weren't all able to make it. So normally we play our dwarves. We've got our dungeon team that we run of just all dwarves and Miss Midgey couldn't make it last night. So so Cinder, Mel and Natani, I gave them a challenge. I said, well, you know, we can do something else, but I've got this idea. And they went, okay, what's that? I said, we're going to have our own little mini challenge with doing an Iron Man tune.
Nice.
And they were like, oh, yeah? Okay. So we all made Night Elf Hunters. That was the basis. We were starting off with the Night Elf Hunter. I gave them the option of, you know, do we all pick like the same race, the same class and that, and we all decided in the end that we'd just go Night Elf Hunters and nobody died. Yay.
That's good.
We got to level 11.
Okay.
And we made them over on Wormrest and I got the girls all into the guild. So for Nat, she was very excited because she'd never played an iron before and she got to level 11. So that's her highest ever iron.
Cool.
So she was really thrilled. Mel had some issues and had to leave early, but again, she'd never done an iron and she made it to level, I think, 7 or 8. So that's her highest. And Cinder and I, think, both got to 11. But yeah, by the time we sort of finished doing that, I needed to go to bed. So we will see where this progresses. I've told them all to they can sign up once they hit level 10 onto the website.
Okay.
And I've already signed up today. So yeah, and it's hilarious because when we all made a characters, we all did a randomize. Although I think one of us did a on appearance. So right. I did a straight randomize. I'm like, normally I pick, you know, I want this skin color and I want this face and I want this hair and I want this and this. And I went, no, okay, randomize, we'll go with that. Okay. And it was hilarious. We all ended up with different things, different hair colors and different skins and stuff. So it was quite amusing, the fact that for the four of us, we actually ended up with different things. And it was very cool. So yeah, so we've started a new I need more projects, but we've started a new little project. So we will see how the girls go. But I'm you know, I'm stretching their playing. Yeah. So stripping it down right down to irons, and we'll see how they go with that. So so yeah, so that was a lot of fun, which was good. So so pretty much that's all I did for the challenge tunes this week. As it's been pretty busy, real life and other stuff. So so yeah. Anyway, all right, we got some stop making three sticks. You're nasty. That's nasty. You're nasty. You need to play the are you playing the bump off the, or am I doing it?
I actually bought another bag that's going to be set aside.
Oh.
For a package. What? Set
for
a package.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right. I've got your package ready with some Tim Tams. All good.
I was like, what? Oh my goodness.
No, I know. I was like, yeah, I better say Tim Tams. What I've got, I saw the best recipe today on Facebook to make this, like, with leftover Tim Tams. And my first thought was, who has leftover Tim Tams?
We only have the white chocolate ones. And Carrie is not going in on those. And I'm not a white chocolate guy. I'm going to have one. Uh-huh. But everything else that you sent is gone.
Yeah, is gone. Excellent. Oh, yeah. Well, the actual recipe has, they used white Tim Tams. That's what they use. So it's like this ricotta and melted chocolate. It's like a cake that they make, and then they somehow put Tim Tams in, and then you basically stick it in the fridge. So it's like a no-bake Tim Tam cake.
Okay.
It looks absolutely decadent. I'm going to have to make it just because I want to see what it's like. But I'm thinking I might use something like Reese's chocolate and melt down the Reese's chocolate instead of just putting straight melted chocolate in it. I don't know. I'm going to play with it and see. But besides that, yeah, I was thinking, who has leftover Tim Tams? That's interesting. But anyway. All right, let's do some news.
Yeah. Do. Because DLC player doesn't want to actually play to the appropriate.
Breaking. I can't even remember what Rogue Slayer does.
I don't know.
Breaking in the news of World of Warcraft with Leader and Stone, something like that.
Well, but anyway. But Rogue Slayer does it more peppy.
I know. Rogue Slayer does it so well.
Okay.
All right. So, Guard Day. We had a micro mini holiday thingy.
Yeah, and usually they're not supposed to be a big deal, but this time it was. Yeah, and from what I understand, somebody actually died.
Yes.
Was it Frog?
Was it Frog or was it Cell?
I thought it was Frog, but. I thought I saw it in chat that it was Frog, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure. All right.
Well, you
talk about it. But still, like, the... but from what I understood, it should have been over. So the purge is supposed to be over, but Thule is saying that he's still seen some stuff up. I have a feeling that the buff is not going away when people are logged out.
And it's not.
So when they log back in, then flaps. Yeah. Flaps. As he said, flaps. Yeah. And yeah, I think that's right. I remember Star.
Yep.
Or I did with an F. So I think that the buff doesn't doesn't go away. So therefore, when you log out, you still have the buff there, and you come back in, and you're going to start to bring in bad guys. So the cities may not be safe for a little while.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless Blizzard decides to can the buff, right? But yeah.
Well, I know the first time that I did it on leader, I went and changed myself into an orc, female orc, which was awesome because, like, I've never been a female orc in my life. So that was kind of cool. And I went and did the Broken Isles stuff. And by the time I came out and logged off, when I came back the next day, the buff was gone. So I was like, okay, that's interesting.
But you left.
So when
right?
you log out, it goes away. Well, I don't know. Then I went to Undercity and turned myself into a Death Guard near, you know, the Dark Lady. And when I logged out, I thought, oh, well, I've lost the buff. But I came back in that night, that afternoon, and I still had the buff.
Yeah.
So. So I don't know which is correct.
I think it's because you went to another zone. So I think if you remain there, I think you will keep it. But that's hearsay, right? I have not 100% had that tested. So if you're going to be around a city, just be very careful. And they will spawn on people even if you're flying. And they generally spawn. They will spawn. Spawn on the person that they're supposed to spawn for. So if you are flying, you should be okay, but you never know. Just be careful.
Yeah, be careful. Absolutely.
We got Children's Week. This is your favorite time of the year, right?
Yay! Yes! Yes, I love Children's Week! Love it! Love it!
Okay.
I gotta take my little orc around and show them everything again. Why? I only do it once a year. I have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I look at this week and I'm like, I don't know. Like, sure, yeah, you get pets, right? You get pets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So I think I did them to get all of the pets.
There is achievements. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. So it goes from May 2nd to May 9th. Quests are allowed. You just won't be able to complete anything that would break the rules that we already have. Like, you can't go into a hive man, can't go into a battleground, can't perform pet battles, blah, 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 blah. We'll put something up soon. And we have a link from WoWhead because apparently they did do an update. I don't think that there's anything new.
Oh, did
new.
They?
I don't think that there's anything new. They've just done the date, so we'll see.
Okay.
They might update it like the night before.
I'm really hoping for something, just something new. Because, I mean, they did give us the new bunny for Noble Garden.
Yes.
So everyone have your fingers crossed because I really, really would just like something new. So that would kind of be cool. New pet would be awesome. My pet. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah. All right. Well, we will see. Amashaipa, do you think you're going to do Children's Week at all?
I might try. I've been trying to do it for a while, but just I forget sometimes. And it's too late.
Yeah. That's fair enough. It's just a week. It's only a week, isn't it?
Yep.
So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what if anyone's going to end up doing it. But normally the first part's quite well. If you do the children's whistle and do that first part, and then of course you know you can go to Outlands and do the second part if you're high enough, which is normally just to take them to the certain spots. But I'd say you definitely need flying. And definitely don't go and do the PvP part, because that's bad. That is bad. On a challenge tune, not obviously on your normal tune. But, Azzy, if you might be lucky enough to pick up a group, maybe. Maybe they do, you know, the world quest group thing. There might be other people that need to do the PvP, but see what you can go with that.
Azzy doesn't have the PvP part for the long strange trip.
Yeah, and you need it to complete the long strange trip, which is if you want that purple proto drake, it is pretty damn smexy. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so site news. What have we got? Stone? We've got something coming up very soon.
Yeah. Sorry, I was modifying the other stuff in the okay. In 2 weeks from now, apparently, I'm going to be doing a 24-hour live stream. So we've been doing, I've been fundraising for ALS. It affects me and affects a lot of people I know too. And just trying to raise some money. Hopefully, we can find a cure for it. So we are at 138% of our goal, which is insanely amazing. And I think, from what I've seen, I think about half of that is Thule. So, Thule.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Thule, you are amazing. Yeah. That is wonderful. I mean, it's an awesome cause, and you know, we are all fully so behind you and wish that we could be there to walk with you, Stone. So we're very proud of you, but that is wonderful support, guys.
I'm trying to find a $2,000 stretch goal. I want to set it for that, but you know, like, we've hit the $1,000 and we know we're gonna get my beard dyed, so we need something else. That I can
ideas.
It can't be painful, because if well, you know, as much as you want to put me through some pain, like, I know, like, I know you want to really hurt me at times. I know. However, what folks might not know is that pain actually speeds stuff up. So I try to protect myself as much as I can.
Yeah.
So if you fall down, it speeds things up. It's really weird. They don't know why. It's just how it is. And so I'm being careful with everything I do. I walk around, and, you know, just gotta be careful. Like, I know you just want to, like, pick me up and throw me, you know, down the stairs sometimes because I drive you nuts, right? But
who, me?
Yeah, you. You.
I don't want to. I don't want to pick you up and throw you down.
Live. Okay, so Tiber says live stream your beard coloring for a stretch goal. I would have to ask Celestalon about that. I don't think they've ever done that, and from what I understand, it's at his house. So I'm not sure how comfortable he'd feel. I will put that on the list of things to ask him.
Yeah.
A pain challenge on Twitch. Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. But yeah, basically, if you have something you think I could do or somebody would be able to offer as, like, that goal, let me know. I am still putting up the Volume 2 Warcraft Chronicles. If you want to donate, every dollar you donate, I'm going to be putting a ticket to win this guy. And if you don't want this guy, well, too bad. You're going to get it. Because it's got to leave this house. It has to leave this house. I don't know. Is it the glare? Anyways. So
I still need to get that one day.
Well, maybe you'll be lucky and you'll
win. That's really exciting. Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see.
Celestalon live streamed when he dyed Eloise's hair. I don't know who Eloise is, but okay, that's good to know. Okay. Then I won't feel weird.
We'll check that out. That's a good idea. Thanks, Tiber. That's awesome. All right. And as he had put through that Stir needs to do a stand-up routine, but Stir's like, yeah, no stand-up, just a stand-up stealthy routine. Puns.
That would be funny.
Kavara says it's a cursed book. Yeah. You're stuck with it.
Yeah, it's like, well, I got two of them, and I want to give one away. And
that's hilarious.
I just can't seem to, you know, nobody wants this.
Nice, yeah. Well, that's cool. All right, well, so, we've got the website link, the stream is, and everything's up on the website. So
yeah, and my Nightbot will put the link into chat every half an hour. I think I have it set up like that. Twitch affiliate. So if you didn't know, Twitch changed their or sorry, Twitch offered a new level of being able to earn cash with Twitch. So basically, okay, the only way that you could earn anything was being a partner for it. Having a bad day again.
Yeah.
We got an email saying that we're offered an affiliate
spot,
which is cool.
Cool.
There's some things about it that I'm not sure if we're going to do it or not. You can't do subs yet. Once you can, I think then we would do it for sure, because then we can put subs from Twitch in with the same group as people that support us through Patreon, because it comes in at the same amount. If you have an opinion one way or another, I would love to hear it, because I wouldn't mind to have another way for folks to support us that might not feel comfortable doing it through Patreon. If we get more folks coming in through Twitch, then we can lower our goals, because right now we have a goal of $200 a month, and we can get rid of all the ads and crap, because I hate the ads. So just to let you know, if you see it happen, I'll say that more than likely we're going to go and sign up. I'm just really looking at all the ins and outs, because I saw that there was there's a clause about not earning, and I'm not really very happy with it, but it is what it is, I guess. I hate using that term. I'm so sorry. I hate using that term, and I just used it. Sorry, it is what it is. No.
It is what it is, sir. Sorry. Okay. Well, if people have got thoughts and you know, they might be able to give different insights to it, to contact you and have a chat.
If folks have signed up for it, because I know that there's a few people that have signed up, let me know what you had to do and go through and all that stuff. Just kind of curious. I kind of wanted it for my personal account, but I'm not on there enough. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see how it goes. Okay. Well, how about we get into the state of the challenges for this week? How exciting. Oh, you have been busy. Okay. Well, Arma, can I get you to read the irons, please?
Yeah. So Stone won the challenge contest.
I did. I won it thoroughly. I won't say I beat Lita. However, I did win.
Hmm.
Do you see where the irons are?
All right, there we go.
Okay.
So, Never Died Pally reached 78.
Nice.
Never Died...
I guess Rogue.
Is it Rogue? Yeah.
Yeah.
Reach 79. Delitha reached 81. Belikov reached 82. Diadrev and Drew reached 88. 73 reached 94. Never Died PTRT reached 97. Trickster reached 100. Good job, Stir.
All right, Stir.
Good job, Stir.
Explorathon reached 100. Azzy Loon reached 110. Congrats, Azzy.
Yay! Our new max level iron.
Yeah, I was. I'll say that I even said to him that if he tries. Okay, so he was gonna try to level to hit max during the show, and I was like, all these things were, going off in my head. I'm like, this is gonna end badly. I'm like, dude, if you die at 109, I'm gonna be so okay? And I was like, dude. So when he hit 110 was earlier yesterday.
Yesterday, yep.
But so it was like, oh, thank goodness that he just went, right? And it's like So big congrats to him. This is his first iron for Legion and third overall. This is the first one for the character as well. I know he's lost a iron champion. I think it was Warlord's Iron Champion, and I think he lost it in Legion. I think. But this is it's good he got up there, and I swear I'm very happy that he got there. I'm very relieved because as he said that there was going to be lots of bad things happen if he died at 109, and I can absolutely, I would be in the same place. I would be done. I would be like, okay, show's over. Peace out. 109.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
So
as you said, he lost it when Legion started. That was the other one. Mm. Well done, Azzy. That is an awesome achievement, and like Stir says in the chat room, about friggin' time. The hunter from down under. Well done. That is wonderful. So we're very, very happy for you, Azzy. That is wonderful. So what have we got now? How many max irons are we up to? Did you say 13? 15? No.
We're at 15 now.
15. Well done, guys. That is awesome. And can I just say, look at Never Died, an absolute machine. Mm. Look at him. 1, 2, 3, 4 in the top 10 of irons. Well done, Never Died as well. That is amazing. So awesome. 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 All right. Let me go on to the Bloodthirsties for this week. So, oh, I see lots of names I know here. I wonder who that is.
I wonder who.
Alrighty. So we have got Soul Stoned at 36, Soulful Paw at 36, and Soul Brew at 36. Oh, and another Soul at 36. Wow. Well done, Lucy. Alright, Charlie Man is 38, Soul Shot is 39, Petiz is 40, Soul Shield is 43, Conjured Soul is 45, and Bench Grinder hit level 70. Yay!
Seven.
Congratulations.
Seven.
That's awesome. Hey? Wow.
Seven.
Niecy's got seven in the top 10.
Yeah, seven.
You're a machine, Niecy. Honestly, you so are. You go, girl. That's awesome. Well done. All right. Let's have a look at pacifist. So, Arma, can you take the pacifist, please?
Yes. Lucy Lai is 41. And we have PT to leave by 40 is at 45. And that's there's a double one. That's the same one in the
different spelling. So you got Patchouli, what is it? Patchouli 7?
Patchouli 7
at 45.
Yep, and Patchouli 6.
6 is at 45.
Yeah.
Joyful Vegan, 46.
Mm-hmm.
Patuvi is 47. Fleeing Zay Zeke 40 has reached 49.
I think they also died at 49 too, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Aww. Fleeing Czech died at 49.
Okay.
Nice. Hathani has reached 63. High Five is 65. From Relion, 75.
Mm-hmm.
Flower Child is 76.
Nice.
Nice. Well done, Pacifist. Commiserations on Fleeing Czechs for the death there. That's a shame. But still, 49 is a wonderful achievement.
Yep.
Look at them go. Pacifists are doing so well.
If I hit it that high, I would not do it anymore. I'm just saying, because it takes forever to get up to 20.
Flip table.
Yep. I'd be
you could be picking out. Flip table.
Peace flip table. Because I'm going to peace out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So for Tin Man, we have Chul Gark hit level 55, died three more times. Era Frostfire hit level 59. Iron Palavix hit level 65. I think that's Rogue Slayer, and I think mm-hmm. she has like 500 deaths. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. just
500 deaths.
Just poking the bear. Poking the bear.
She's gonna come hunt for you.
So Baz Tur hit level 80. Died once more. Anabolic hit level 81. Still has not. Died yet. Feritali. Dang it, Fair. Mm-hmm. Hit level is added new to our list. Level 88 with two deaths. Harlequin hits level 90. Awayan hits level 90. Died once. Oh, this is their first time that they died.
Oh, no.
So they died somewhere in between 75 and 90.
Right.
Last week, they were 75. I wonder where they died. Because I know that Wayne has a iron as well, like an iron at 110. And Trickster has hit level 100 and still has not yet died. He was actually asking me if he's allowed to like, if he gets up to max, can he add his character over to iron? And I said, yes. If you're leveling up as tin and you never did die once, and as long as you're still following the iron rules too, then you can do it.
Well, he's on both. He's on both tin. Yeah. He's already on the iron list. He's on both lists.
Okay. Mm. So, to round it off, we have Xayah Monk hit level 105, died two more times. And Xayah's poor Xayah, like just racking up the deaths, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he's pushing the boundaries.
I know. Xayah. I just like to poke the bear. That's all.
Poke the bear. Look, you know what? Free for all when the boys. I'm saying when Xayah and Rogue Slayer get in, I'm gonna let them in a room. Oh, that should be the 2000 stretch goal.
What?
Xayah and Rogue Slayer in a room with you. Oh yeah.
I was like, Xayah and Rogue Slayer in a room. Okay.
In a room.
I was like sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, but okay.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not after dark, right? So.
No, that's true.
So
I wasn't thinking that way.
Speed. Okay. So yeah, you can be on the. So. Gas91 asks, can you be on the Tin Man and Iron Man at the same time? Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. There are some rules on adding it from iron to tin, but you can add it tin to iron. Okay? So to add it onto your tin, you can you have to be under level 60 unless you have at least one death. But if you're higher than that and you haven't yet died, you can add it over to iron at any time. But yeah, it's level 60, not 30. At least I'm pretty sure I changed it to 60. Hey man, we can hear you. can hear you with your mic. So speed to 60, we have a change. So there's a there's a new number 5. So we're going to go from top 10. Number 1 is Fancy, still at level 6. Fancy, that's 16 hours, 1 minute, and 46 seconds. Kvar Dek Dua is at 17 hours, 28 minutes, and 59 seconds. Number 3 is I Love a Dukin.
It's a great name.
Sorry. 4 is Sank Teta. And new number 5 is Annie? Ani? It's A-A-N-I. At 18 hours, 54 minutes, and 3 seconds. They push out Shateli, which I think is also Kvar Dek Dua, at 1 day, 20 hours, 23 minutes, and 50 seconds. So they beat them by about an hour and a half-ish. I don't know. Number 7 is Never Died Shaw. Number 8 is Iron something. It's in Russian Cyrillic. I can't remember what it was. Iron, dang it, Ironwood. I think that's what it translates to. Number 9 is Love and Peace, and number 10 is Iron Nubis. So, congrats to new number 5, Annie.
Yep.
And
nice.
Oh, and apparently it says that you can't add it. It needs to be level 10 to 30. Oh. I'll go have a look at it. I'm curious to see if the rules actually say that.
Okay. All right. Well done to all the challenges. The rules do say
I am wrong. It's level 10 to 30. Unless you've died. 10 to 30. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
Quick, somebody.
Somebody get a clip of that.
Yeah. That would be awesome. All right. Well, anyway, thank you everybody who's partaken in the challenges this week. Well done to all our awesome challenge people. And again, congratulations, Azzy. It's an awesome achievement. Commiserations, of course, to all those that we lost this week. And better luck for this coming week, guys. So, yeah. All right, well, let's go on to Chit Chat, where people can tell us all sorts of things, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, and all those kind of things. All right, well, we had a couple of things on Discord, which I'll just quickly put out a call to the guys to say, hey, we're recording shortly.
Oh, boy.
And this is what I got back.
Yep.
Was Azzy, for something different, told me, you can change specs and don't run with scissors. So, again, Azzy's always helpful. Thank you, Azzy. We do appreciate all your wonderful tips and tricks. Thank you for that. It's awesome. And Thule then did let us know that Guard Day stuff had still been happening up until about an hour before he'd said. So, again, be very careful with the Guard Day stuff just in case people have the buffs and they're still around. Mm-hmm. Anything from the chat room? I'm just having a look. Stir says, to register with no kills, got to register early, 10 to 30, or any time with a death.
Yep.
So that's for Tin Man. Tin Man, yeah?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Right. So once you've died, you can then put the tune on if they're higher level, but otherwise they've got to be between 10 and 30. Hmm.
Instructions unclear, running with specs, trying to figure out how to change scissors.
Nice. Kibara, that's very clever.
We have
a lot
of scissors here, but I don't run with them.
No running with scissors.
But we do change a lot of them, because they seem to get dull really fast. I don't know why.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Last Rose of Winter had asked, so you can play a Tin, Iron, and Blood at the same time if you really want. Well,
yes,
you can, but how are you going to Bloodthirsty is killing
gonna,
and
no, you're going to level them up questing. As right, but you're going to level them up. If you want to get them all green flagged, you're going to have to level them up as Bloodthirsty.
right to be on the same list. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to do pacifist as
no.
bloodthirsty.
You could do pacifist, iron and tin.
Yeah.
Or you could do bloodthirsty, iron and tin. But you're basically going to be leveling up based on the rules of blood or pacifist if you really wanted to.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty without the green gear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Nisi had to go to, she's got a bad thunderstorm. So bye, Nisi. Yeah.
Bye, Nisi.
Thank you. Good luck this week, Nisi. Stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bloodthirsty has green gear, which is not allowed acceptable for the other challenges. So, I mean, it's doable. Obviously, it's making a challenge very unique and hard in a way. But you look, if you're up for it, give it a go.
Would it be like considered like a triple crown? But I don't really know if I consider tin as hard, right? It's just a list. It's not at the same level as iron, right? It's not meant to be. So I don't know if I'd say a triple crown. It'd be a double crown. It'd be two and a half crowns.
Two and a half crowns.
Okay. So
mini crown.
Passy can't be an iron if you have professions though. Yep. So you'd have to level up your passy without professions.
Mm-hmm.
So Thule is trying to do that. And it's slow going, but he's making headway. I think he's in the 20s or 30s, I think. I think. Something like that. So we have a pun. I think Stir has run out of puns. I'm just saying, I didn't get anything from him last week, and I didn't get anything from him this week. But, wow, excuse me. I'm going to start burping on the air and stuff. I don't know why. It must be the hickory sticks. The hickory sticks.
Yeah, hold on. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Missed the mouth. Wow. Wow. That's
somebody
karma.
Eats a bit.
That's karma right there.
Karma. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
That was quite funny.
Yep. Mm. Okay, so as you gave us one, there was an explosion at a cheese factory in France. Debris everywhere.
Oh, Azzy. Okay.
Looking at you.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Stir says puns and jokes can be a community thing until banned by the group. I like it.
I'm good for that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Cool. So this all is. Right. I want to thank everybody that supports us through Patreon. It, as always, it definitely helps out. We are doing a patron stream. We did one earlier today, and then we're going to do one at 11 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m. Eastern. That's more for the Aussie folks if you want to stop by, and we're just going to be playing stuff, any game pretty much, as long as I have it and I can play with you. That's all. You don't need to come by if you don't want to. We are not going to be streaming it. It's just us having some fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be in math, 2 hours and 45 minutes from now. That's when we'll start, if you want to pop in. Ow, did you hear that? I just cracked my jaw. I just cracked my jaw.
Ow, I heard that. That was massive.
That's karma.
That is.
Yep.
Wow.
That's why I believe in karma. It absolutely is a thing. Wow. Okay. So thank you to Azzy, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, D, Evan, Fair, Gotrick, Lisan, Pandora, and Anonymous. Thank you for your help.
Thanks, guys.
It absolutely does help. And you know what? If you can't, don't worry about it. I don't like you any less or anything like that, right? So It's if you can help, great. Other than that,
I think we appreciate it.
I think that's it. Are we good?
Hang on. Before we go any more, Crystal wants to know a question. What's with Bloodthirsties and Dailies?
Counts as a quest.
Why would you want to do... Yeah.
It counts as
why
a
would
quest.
You want to do dailies? Because so you've only got max of... How many we got now? 300?
No. Wait.
340.
No. We...
150. I can't remember.
We... 210.
210. Okay. Because of the account-wide stuff. Yeah.
Because of the account-wide, yeah. Just double-checking on the rules here.
Yep.
I didn't change the rules. Didn't update the rule stone. I'm gonna update the rules. I'll do it tonight. So yep. It's 210 because it was 150 and 60 because of the Falcosaur quest.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, other than that, I guess our next show is Saturday, May the 6th, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's not, I blame you. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings Time, dang it. Whatever. 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's Sunday, May the 7th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. And we will be joined by our newest Iron Champion, Azzy, will be on the show.
Azzy. Excellent. All right. He can tell us all about the extinction of, what was it, eagles?
Yes.
Extinction of eagles somewhere. Yes. So yes. I'll be asking him about that next week, which is awesome.
Yeah. Emma Shapa, thanks for coming on. It was good to talk with you.
Okay, thanks for coming. Invite me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your experience with us, and as well as, you know, you've given us some really great tips and tricks. So thank you for that. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you?
So you can find me at twitter.com at RajaBryan. Or if that's too hard for you, just... Stone is following me, so if you're following Stone, you can find him. You can search through his follower, through who he's following.
Mm-hmm.
You can find my YouTube channel at youtube.com/big. Wait, let me see, Big Rhino.
Big Rhino. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have a link up on the website too, so I'll make sure that we put that up there so people can find you. So thank you so much. Thanks. All right.
And I also live stream at Twitch, which is twitch.tv/AmishShaper33.
Cool.
AmishShaper33. Cool. All righty. Well, we'll have those links, definitely. Okay. Stur says Azzy has to bring the Tim Tams. Make him double coat, Azzy. Just saying. Okay. So the WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget you can contact us by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Our Twitter account is @WowChallenges, and we have a Discord server, which is tinyurl.com/WowChallengesDiscord. We have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WowChallenges, as well as a YouTube channel, which, if you have a look, it's WowChallenges1. That is the number one, guys, at the end there. And don't forget, you can come catch us live every week on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/WowChallenges.
My turn. I was updating the code for the quests. You can find me. Yeah. You can find me, eh? Yeah, wise guy. You can find me on Twitter at @stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your stone. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that I co-host with that one I don't know. Oh, wait, hold on. Over there. I have to look at the screen and then I have to go. Oh,
I was like, why are you pointing that way?
Hello, Lodge Viking.
Okay. You've got to point to your left.
Yes, yes.
That's just a jump to the left. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter. I am at LetaWow, which is LETAWOW. Don't forget, I also do another show called Behind the Avatar, where I had the delightful Stir on this week, and we had a wonderful chat. So thank you, Stir. So if you want to know more about Wild Challenges and one of our veterans, check that out. Also, Adventures in Azeroth. Stone and I do live every Thursday night for me. Crazy time in the morning for Stone.
5 a.m. Eastern.
5 a.m. Yeah. So, which is awesome. Okay. Thank you always to Mark Conan. We love our intro and appreciate what he did for us. So you can check out Mark Conan on Twitter at Mark Conan WoW, as well as follow, check him out with Jules on Torrent Think Tank. They do an awesome podcast. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Thank you for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. And again, congratulations, Azzy. Wonderful achievement. We look forward to talking with you next week. Amma Shaper, thank you for today. We really appreciate it. And other than that, I think we can say goodbye, boys.
I just want to say that the Lodge Viking is in our chat. He's a pro wolf. For Watch player, and I got to meet him last year at BlizzCon, and he's a super nice guy.
Hey, Lodge Viking.
And thanks for watching and listening, and we'll catch you next week. Okay, bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.